In the interest of time, I will be referencing some notes. And then the third, of course, is I have no relationships to disclose. So thank you for having me and including San Diego County as part of this discussion, this very important discussion. And what I'm going to tell you about is Live Well San Diego and what's going on a countywide basis. And it's important to make that distinction because I think a lot of people think of the city of San Diego. And if you're from San Diego and you're talking about the county, you really want to make that distinction. So we're talking about, you know, the city is about a little over a million population. The county, we're talking about 3.2 million people in a very large geographic area. So everything I'm going to be presenting to you today is really looking at the county as a region. When I say San Diego, I'm talking about the entire region. So to start, Live Well San Diego is our 10-year plan for healthy, safe, and thriving communities. And the first part of that, in really looking at, we've been talking about really looking across county departments, looking across the community, and engaging all sorts of partners in this. And the first piece of this is building better health. And this was adopted by our Board of Supervisors in July of 2010. And this is what a lot of our agency, Health and Human Services Agency, and our county departments have been working with our partners on over the last 2 years. It is a 10-year plan for health and wellness for our community, and the Health and Human Services Agency is the sponsor of this particular piece of Live Well San Diego. Living Safely is really the newest piece that's just been launched. In fact, on October 9th, just a couple weeks ago, our Board of Supervisors adopted the Living Safely Plan, which I'm going to tell you a little bit more about. And the sponsor of that is our Public Safety Group. And then the third piece, which is at this moment called Thriving because it's still in development, but really looks at the economic vitality of our communities and really looking too at self-sufficiency of individuals and of families in San Diego County. And so together, these three create a roadmap for achieving a county that is healthy, safe, and thriving. So I'm going to tell you about building better health because that really is the framework that we started with and that we've mapped the Living Safely piece after. And this is built on four different major themes, building a better service delivery system being the first one. And this is really looking at improving not just our own county operations, but how we operate in collaboration with other agencies and organizations. And an example of this, and we're not just talking about improving systems, but where necessary, changing systems. An example is our award-winning video interviewing program, where we're looking at high-need, often hard-to-access communities. We have a large rural community in San Diego County, and being able to provide access to important services to those communities by eliminating transportation barriers and associated costs. We've got supporting positive, healthy choices, which really is just what it sounds like, where residents are empowered to make healthy choices and take responsibility for their own health. The pursuing policy changes for a healthy environment really is looking at removing barriers for health. And San Diego County was the recipient of a $17 million Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant, and that we call Healthy Works, and I invite you to check out healthyworks.org. There's a little plug. But that grant really helped launch not only the pursuing policy changes piece of this plan, but also the supporting positive healthy choices. And then the fourth part there is the changing the culture within. As a major employer in our county, the County of San Diego taking it upon itself to make sure that employees are leading healthier, more active lives. So we took this framework and applied it to the new Living Safely plan, looking at those same four pillars. The first being building a better service delivery system and improving our own operations within the county, including strengthening how we work across our own departments. You know, child welfare, adult protection, behavioral health systems, public safety systems, and so on. Looking at the supporting positive choices, where it's about helping people make better choices for their own safety. Everything from disaster preparedness, safe-proofing homes against falls or for toddlers for safety, and not drinking and driving, all sorts of different things. When we look at pursuing policy for environmental changes, this is about making the environment easier for people to be safe. And this includes designing communities for safety. I talked about our Healthy Works program, which was started under a Community Spring Prevention to Work grant and had lots of excellent outcomes over those 24 months of craziness for anybody who had a CPPW grant, but it's going to be transitioned under a community transformation grant, which we also received. So being able to continue that work and really looking at the environment as a, being a supportive for health and for safety. And then improving the culture within, again, about making our own county facilities and staff safer. And then so these four together help us focus on the fundamental goal of making San Diego County one of the safest communities in the nation. And I don't really need to go into too much detail, and thank you so much, Howard, for really laying the groundwork on this, about the connection between health and safety, which all of us in this room and frankly at this conference get. For us, you know, some of our safety partners are still getting there. And so that's been an important piece for us, is really trying to help educate them on why it's so important to see why safety piece impacts health and vice versa. Examples are, we're out there doing all this great work on obesity prevention and getting people out there to be active and, physically fit and get outside, but they're not going to do that if they're not feeling safe in their community. Parents aren't going to let their kids walk to school if there's no sidewalk or there's a busy intersection or they're being bullied or in gang neighborhoods and just really aren't supportive of that type of activity. So making that case as well. Howard also mentioned about trauma, and this is a, I'll talk a little bit about this later, but this is a major focus for our county as well. Really seeing the impact of trauma and victimization, not only for young children and for people who are actual victims, but who have been exposed to violence, and really seeing the poorer health outcomes and the shorter life expectancy, and how that connectivity is there. And then you can't walk down this street here without seeing one of these. We're so lucky to have the California Endowment and their investment in Place Matters and really giving us a visual and some tangible materials that make sense to the community. You know, when you're out there saying, oh, Place Matters, they're going, what? That doesn't even make sense. But when you're able to put it in these types of words, people understand that. And for San Diego County, we have over 18 cities. We have a very large unincorporated area. We have 18 different distinct Native American tribes. And so there's a lot of work that we're doing. So we're not talking about comparing San Diego County to other counties or even other states. We're talking about the zip codes within our own jurisdiction that we want to make an impact on health and safety regardless of where people live. I loved the quote earlier today, does your zip code matter more than your genetic code? I thought that was a good one. Okay. So I will admit that San Diego County does enjoy a lower crime rate than relative to other metropolitan areas. But for us, safety is about more than just reducing the number of offenders or crimes in our area. It's about reducing victimization. And again, looking at that, the impact of trauma. And we need to reduce those directly impacted or witnesses to crime. And it's about things like domestic violence and neglect or abuse of not just children, but seniors as well. In addition, San Diego, it's a great place to live and we have great weather. We're also a hotbed for firestorms. In the last decade, we've had two major firestorms. The one in 2007 resulted in an evacuation of over 500,000 residents. And so that's a major thing for us, and having to keep that focus and make sure that that's a priority in our safety plan. And our Living Safely strategy, it addresses both the community's perception of their safety as well as the actual incidence of crime and injury. And we really are trying to communicate a shared plan that it doesn't just fall with one jurisdiction or just the government, but that everybody has a role in safety. And really to ensure that residents are protected from crime or abuse, that neighborhoods are safe to work, live, and play, and communities are resilient to disasters and emergencies. So this just gives you a glimpse of what our Living Safely journey has looked like. We had futuring sessions, which was very robust research, outreach, input, gathering to develop those objectives. We had some design phases, which not only included representatives across county departments, but community partners as well, who are all invested in the Living Safely piece. I mentioned that our public safety group is our lead on this, and it was presented to our Board of Supervisors earlier this month. And so now as we're looking toward implementation, we really are looking at it as a cooperative approach across county departments, but as also with our local partners, agencies, and most importantly, our residents. So again, we're pretty lucky that we have the Building Better Health piece of the Live Well San Diego plan to draw on for lessons learned and really to provide us a public health framework and some solid public health models that we can apply to this Living Safely plan. I'm just going to give you a few examples of those. So we recognize that many people that are in the criminal justice system are there because of addiction or mental health or other issues, and that if they have some appropriate intervention, that people can't escape that criminal cycle, and that just not only is good for them, but it keeps our community safe as well. And so Up to Us San Diego is an award-winning program that is focused around stigma reduction related to mental health, promotes prevention and early intervention, and reduces suicides in our county. The Resident Leadership Academy also came out of Building Better Health, and it was funded through that Community Prevention to Work grant. And this is really looking at underserved, high-need communities in San Diego County. They were all across our jurisdiction during that time. But really, it was training community members as advocates for policy, systems, and environmental change in their neighborhoods related to health and safety. And similar to that is our Communities of Excellence, or CX3, projects, which these are resident groups working on obesity prevention in particular, but all six projects that are currently going on in San Diego County right now identified safety and walkability issues as barriers to accessing healthy foods in their neighborhoods. So again, that really nice fit between the health and the safety piece. And they've developed action plans that they are presenting to stakeholders, including elected officials, to advocate for change. And I will just mention that this group up at the top here is the only group of those six that's made up entirely of youth, middle school and high school age youth. And I just learned this morning, I just jotted it down, but they just received a Safe Routes to Schools grant, one of three that were offered in California. And so they'll be doing, they wrote a letter of support for that, and it was their data that they collected as part of their project that helped support that grant. So a major success for them. Again, I talked about the Safe Routes to Schools, but again, this is where a traditional sort of more public health model is being applied to safety. And this is a way that we can explain to other partners that might be more on the safety side of things why this is important for public health and for safety, and making that tie-in for engaging partners, not just schools, but policymakers and public works type folks. Nurse Family Partnership, and I see Paulina in our audience. She's one of our public health nurse managers. But Nurse Family Partnership was recently, this model was recently implemented countywide. And I think it's important to mention, you know, this evidence-based program has proven outcomes, and it's not just about the health and wellness for the mom and the baby, but there's also proven positive outcomes for incidents, and I'm just going to read these because these are amazing to me, incidences of abuse and neglect, convictions of the mother, behavioral issues in the young child, and arrests for the teen child, academic achievement, hospitalizations for injuries, and many, many others. And this is, the San Diego County is committed to this. It was piloted in one of our regions for a number of years. The outcomes were so astounding that it was adopted countywide, and so that's currently underway. I mentioned disaster preparedness continues to be a priority for our region. We talked a little bit about the trauma piece, and again, some great information in the earlier presentation. And San Diego County is committed to looking at all programs and all services through that trauma-informed lens, with the understanding that trauma, it does have an impact and it needs to be addressed and taken into consideration when we're providing our services and when we're working with our partners to provide their services. And not only supports, you know, the consumers, but there's a lot of evidence that it actually improves outcomes when you're looking at things through a trauma-informed lens. We've had several special presentations to not only our staff, but starting to branch out and use this model more widely. Intergenerational strategies, another focus for San Diego County. We have a couple champions that are national champions in our county that really see This is magic. I mean, it's good for youth, it's good for seniors, it's good for the communities. Everybody wins, and we will continue intergenerational strategies in almost all the work that we do, not only on the health side, but on the safety side as well. And because we're at APHA, I need to touch on evaluation. this Live Well San Diego is really a gigantic plan, and it's very bold and audacious, but at the same time, we wanted to keep the evaluation piece simple so that it was easy to understand, are we making the impact we're hoping to make? So we have a limited number of indicators to keep, for simplicity. We want data that's routinely collected, so it's not a pain to try and get those outcomes, and really looking at indicators across the lifespan. So in a snapshot, we have 10 leading indicators that impact 5 areas of influence that all support our vision for healthy, safe, and thriving communities. And I know you can't really see this, maybe some of the details, but those areas of influence include health, knowledge, standard of living, community, and social. And then some of the leading indicators are things like life expectancy, graduation rates, and employment. And I invite you to check out more at our website, sdcounty.ca.gov/HHSA. On there, you're going to find not only the Living Safely framework that was just adopted, that includes all of the objectives, and there's a number of them that that really get at the work that we're trying to do under Living Safely. But there's also, as of this morning, which is why Chip couldn't be here, the board heard and accepted the second annual Building Better Health report that really showcases the progress we're making on that Building Better Health piece of Live Well San Diego. So you'll see the report there. There's videos, there's objectives, there's outcomes, and things that you can see to really track the progress of Live Well San Diego. And then make sure that was everything I was supposed to say. And that's my contact information there. And hopefully, over the course of the next few years, we'll be able to share with you our successes and our outcomes related to this Living Safely strategy as we partner not only across county departments, but also with our community partners as well. Thank you.